Today, we'd like to see the title of my doctrine in Gospel John chapter 7, verses 1 through 24. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 6, then Jesus said to them, my time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. What does it mean? Question 2, from verses 16 to 18, what does my doctrine mean and what should we learn? The last question in verse 21, Jesus answered and said to them, I did one work and you all marvel. What is the one work? First of all, we want to see a little background. Last chapter 6, verse 70 and 71, Jesus answered them, Jesus' disciples, did I not choose you, the 12? And one of you is a devil. He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he would betray him, being one of the 12. So Jesus already knew one of the disciples betrayed Jesus Christ to be killed. So also, we want to see Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23 talks about the Hebrew feast, Hebrew seasonal party kind of thing. So 23:34, speak to the children of Israel saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. Here, the seventh of seventh month is called the Feast of Tabernacle, also the Feast of Sukkot, or Thanksgiving season. The tabernacle, basically, in order to remind over God's power to have delivered Israelite forefather from the wilderness, from the Egypt for the last 4 years. So in order to remind over God's power to Exodus and out of Egypt, that season is the 7th and 15th. That's a Jewish lunar calendar. So our solar calendar, probably October or November. So like in Thanksgiving season. The second, another big feast called the Feast of Pentecost. The Feast of Pentecost, the third month and sixth day. 50 days after the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Unleavened Bread is the first month of 15. Just 1 day after the Feast of Passover. So you know Passover, so the God in order to Moses, kill the lamb, the blood, should be posted on post, door post, then God, avoid killing the first the male, firstborn male over not only man, also the animals as well. Like that, that is a feast of Passover. That is the first month in the 14th. So big three feasts, number one, Feast of Tabernacle, number two, Feast of Pentecost, number three, Feast of Passover. So now today background is a Feast of Tabernacle. Also, Gospel John chapter 5 verse 10. Gospel John chapter 5 verses 1 to 10, basic issue at the dispute. Jesus Christ healed the lame person on the Sabbath. So, and this there was a feast, like the Feast of Pentecost, of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity or lame 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying here, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered Jesus, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and worked, and that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." Here, basically, Jesus went into Jerusalem. Jesus healed one lame man who suffered 38 years. But the problem is Jesus healed that lame. That time was a Sabbath day. So that's why the Jews meaning the Jewish leaders, the Jews said, "It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." The first step, Jesus healed the lame man, that he was able to carry his bed. Yes, that's why problem. So John chapter 5 verse 18, therefore the Jewish leader sought all the more to kill Jesus, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his father, making himself equal with God. So which meaning basically Jesus claimed, "I am the Son of God." That's why the Jewish people tried to kill him, accusing blasphemy. So chapter 7 verse 1, after this thing, so this is happening, you know, basically the Judas Iscariot tried to kill Jesus, you know, the plot, you know, to kill Jesus Christ with, you know, other, you know, Jewish people. So after this thing, Jesus worked in Galilee. Galilee is a northern part in the Nazareth area. So for, because he did not want to work in Judea. Judea is the south, the southern part. Jerusalem located in Judea. So Jesus didn't want to work in Judea, although the Feast of Tabernacle, the old adult male should go to Jerusalem temple in Judea. There's a Mosaic law required, but Jesus here, Jesus didn't want to go to Judea because the Jews sought to kill him. Verse 2, now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacle. So Feast of Tabernacles, the date is the 7th, 15th, the Jewish lunar calendar, not Chinese lunar calendar, Jewish lunar calendar. That is in a solar calendar, probably October, the first week or second week, like that. So, like Thanksgiving season for us, was at hand. His brothers, half brothers, mother, same mother of Jesus Christ, but father is different, because Jesus' father is God, because the Holy Spirit conceived Virgin Mary. So that's why here his brothers means half brothers. Therefore said to Jesus, "Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are going." So basically, his brother, Jesus Christ, half a brother, thought likely was ashamed of Jesus' ministry. That's why I said, depart from me and go. Basically, go into Judea with your disciples. Verse 4, no one does anything in secret while himself seeks to be known openly. So you don't need your ministry secretly. You can do it openly in Judea. If you do this thing, show yourself to the world. Verse 5, for even his brothers did not believe in him. His brothers did not believe in him, which meaning that Jesus' father is God or the Son of God, because his brothers did not believe in the Son of God or the Messiah. So half brothers had the same mother, Mary, so but they did not believe in his their eldest brother, Jesus, as the Son of God and the Messiah. Verse 6, then Jesus said to his brothers, half brothers, my time has not yet come. Here, my time, which meaning my time to be crucified. So according to Daniel prophecy, Jesus Christ would be crucified on Passover, not the tabernacle feast. Tabernacle feast, 7th, 15th, Passover, the first month of 14th. So 6 months later, Jesus Christ's time to be crucified. 6 months later, the Passover, not right now. But your time is already ready. Your time already ready. Your time to go up to Jerusalem in Judea is any time okay. Because my time is not yet. If Jesus Christ went down to Jerusalem, then he could be cut off by Jewish people. Then Jesus could be crucified earlier than next year Passover. Do you understand? It doesn't mean. Basically, my time has not come. Your time is always ready. Meaning, your time to go down to Jerusalem in Judea is any time okay. Because nobody could take her half brothers to be crucified, no reason. Something like that. Verse 8, you go up to this feast. This feast meaning tabernacle. I am not yet going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come. So only 6 months left, which meaning this ministry, the last 6 months ministry of Jesus Christ on the earth. When Jesus had said these things to them, his brothers, he remained in Galilee. So Jesus remained in Galilee with his disciples, while his brothers went down to Jerusalem. Verse 10, but when his brothers had gone up, gone up meaning the southern part is mountain, but the most part is ground. So that's why, here, going up to Jerusalem in southern bounds. So going up to Jerusalem in Judea. Then he also, Jesus also, went up to feast. So later, maybe 30 days later, so basically not in July, no, the 7th month in 15th, which meaning the 7th month, 18 or 19, something like that. Jesus later followed his brothers who went up to Jerusalem. So, not openly, but secretly, in order to avoid Jesus caught up by the Jews. That's why, not openly. But as it were in secret, then the Jews sought him, sought Jesus, at the feast and said, where is he? Because Jewish people, Jewish, which meaning here, Jewish leader, want to catch Jesus Christ to be killed, blasphemy, the number one violation of Sabbath law, number two, blasphemy, because Jesus himself believes it, my Father is God. That's the two reasons. In secret, then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? And there was much complaining among the people concerning him. Some said, this is a people, meaning the general public. The general public. Some said, he's good. Others said, no, on the contrary, he deceives the people, or deceiver. So here, verse 12, we see no neutral. So basically, do you accept Jesus or reject? So when you receive a donut, only one choice. You accept donut or reject donut.
Right.
Either way, no matter what said, excuse me, I am tired, which means I reject donut. So accept meaning you accept it, eating, enjoy it, like that. Here only, no neutral position. Here, he is good, others said, the contrary, he deceives people, cheater. Verse 13, however, no one spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews. Here, why the people did not confess their thought before the Jewish leader, simply meaning Jesus is a Messiah or Jesus a cheater. Why they could not say so? This is John chapter 9, verse 22, that said, his parents said these things. His parents, meaning the Jewish parents, said this thing because they feared the Jewish leader. For Jewish leaders had agreed already that if anyone confessed that Jesus was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. So basically, excommunication, even like today. So I worked with the Jewish guy for a certain business, legal practice or education practice for 3 years. So basically, he told me the Jewish people, no matter whoever accepted Jesus as the Messiah, the Jewish people consider them as non-Jews. Really? Yeah, they said so. So that is still today, last time. Here, whoever accepted Jesus was Christ, so the Jewish people, the Jewish leader, excommunicated them from Jewish community. Exactly the same as today that happens. So verse 14, now about the middle of the feast. Middle of the feast, meaning the feast 7 days, the 15th starting, middle meaning 18 or 19. Middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. So later, and the Jews marveled, saying, how does this man know letters, having never studied? Never studied, which meaning under rabbi, such as Gamaliel, or Shema, Halak, and so on. So Jewish people, it's okay. Jewish people is looking for rabbi's authority. So that's why which school are you learning the Bible? That's very important. But somebody said I learned from Gamaliel, like the disciple. I learned from Gamaliel or Shema or Halak. But Jesus did not learn scriptures from anybody, but that's why Jewish people amazed, marveled. Verse 16, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine, my teaching is not mine, but he who sent me. Basically, my authority comes from God the Father. That's Jesus' answer. You know, he is who sent me. So my doctrine was not mine, but his, meaning God's, because God gave authority to Jesus. This is a very important. So somebody to raise a question about Bible, to very important, what kind of Bible is basically, because starting point is Bible. So what kind of Bible you are using, that's a starting point. If in a Bible, a different kind of Bible, obviously interpretation differently, application differently. That's why the Christian's authority really the Bible. So Bible, so we highly recommend the King James Version, the oldest, so the Bible, or in the New King James Version. So like that. So basically Jesus said, my doctrine is not mine, but his, God's. So verse 17, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. This is a very important standard. This is the standard to discern validity of doctrines. You are listening to teaching certain doctrine, so always, you know, that doctrine, whether that doctrine is from God or anything else. So which means that teaching really coming from the Bible or anything else. That's the first standard. Number two, verse 18. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. The second standard is whether or not teacher is seeking for God's glory, who sent the teacher, or his own glory. That is in a second standard. So standard to discern validity of doctrine, whatever teaching, number one, it is from God or not. Number two, seek God's glory or own glory. So two standard. Verse 19, did not Moses give you the law, yet none of you keeps the law? This meaning is like the forefather, nobody keep Mosaic law fully, perfectly. That kind of a thing, we see book of Acts chapter 15, verse 10, Peter admitted his forefathers did not keep the Mosaic law. Here, the book of Acts chapter 15, verse 10, Peter said, now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. Neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. This chapter in a basic context, in Gentiles, Gentile believers, whether or not Gentile believers requires circumcision, like a Jewish Christian for salvation, in addition to faith. That kind of situation, but Peter stood up and said, why do you test God by putting a yoke, meaning Mosaic law, on the neck of the disciple, the Gentile believer, Gentile disciples, which neither our father, Jewish, our fathers, nor we meaning the Jewish disciple, because Jesus chose original disciples who were all Jews, all Jews, so we were able to bear. So rhetorical question, so which meaning the Jewish forefather did not care yoke or Mosaic law. So here, that's same word here. None of you keeps the law, Mosaic law. Why do you seek to kill me? So kill me, Mosaic law, the first, the 10 commandments said, do not murder. You know, but you know, kill me. The Jews ironically violated the Mosaic law too. You know, this kind of indication too, implication. Jesus said, you know, why do you seek to kill me? You know, because your attitude prove out you never kept the law. You know, like your forefathers. Verse 20. The people in general, probably. Answered and said, you have a demon, or meaning you are crazy. The general public didn't know the Jewish leaders' plot to kill, you know, Jesus Christ. That's why you are crazy. You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you? So general public don't know the Jewish leaders' plot or conspiracy to kill Jesus Christ. Verse 21, Jesus answered and said to them, I did one work, and you all marvel. This one work issue is in Jerusalem, the Feast of Pentecost, about 4 months ago. Jesus healed the lame who suffered 38 years, but the healing date was Sabbath. That's why Jewish people raised up Jesus violated Sabbath Mosaic law. There's one work. You all marvel because he suffered in 38 years, was not able to work, but he carried his own bed, you know? So before Jesus' people, that's why they marveled, they were astonished. So you all marvel. Verse 22, Moses therefore gave you circumcision. So Mosaic law circumcision, here Jesus also pointed out, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. So circumcision law originated from Abraham. So Jesus, you know, pointed out, not, you know, from Moses, but the father. So here, the circumcision, Genesis chapter 17, verses 9 through 12, God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants, after you throughout their generation. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your descendant after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male child in your generation. He who is born in your house or bought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant. Basically, circumcision covenant between the Jewish people and God through originally Abraham. So this one Jesus point out, not that it is original from Moses, but from the fathers. Fathers Mosaic, fathers obviously Jacob, Abraham, Isaac. You know, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, father. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man received a circumcision on the Sabbath, this one is a certain case. Because a male boy was born on Friday. But the law is Mosaic law, Leviticus, written by Moses. Leviticus chapter 12, 3 said, and on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. So hypothetically, a male son was born on Friday. But according to Leviticus chapter 12, 3, on the eighth day, next eighth day is coming to Saturday. Saturday was Sabbath. That time, according to Leviticus chapter 12, 3, so that male boy got circumcised even on the Sabbath day. That's what I point out. So the law of Moses should not be broken. So Sabbath law is considered not broken, basically executed in a Sabbath law. That's the issue. Are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? So basically Jesus says that this Jewish people, the accusation is not fair. because a certain male boy, you know, was born Friday, but it's the Sabbath day, you allowed, you know, even on Sabbath day, he got circumcised, but you did not allow me to heal the ill people who suffered 38 years, lame status, but like not fair. That's why verse 24, do not judge according to appearance. Appearance is, Jesus explained that in a flesh appearance. So that is John chapter 8, you know, verse 15. You judge according to the flesh, I judge no one. So later, the Jewish people had jealousy. That's why, you know, they don't like the lame person, you know, healing even on Sabbath. Because of that, the Jewish people unfairly treated Jesus for the violation of Sabbath law. But judge with righteous judgment. So God, you know, make righteous judgment. Righteous judgment here, we are later read verse 18, last verse. No unrighteousness is in him. So teacher is seeking God's glory. So there is no unrighteousness. Judge with righteous judgment. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. There shall come forth a rock from the stem of Jesse. Jesse is David's father, so which meaning Messiah, Jesus Christ. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, Messiah Christ, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, not by appearance, sight of his eyes, nor decide by hearing of his ears, judge with righteousness. Okay, let's see, you know, each question. In verse 6, then Jesus said to them, my time is not yet come, but your time is already ready. What does it mean? My time meaning Jesus is a crucifixion time, you know, on Passover, not, you know, tabernacle day, the seventh. So your time is already ready. So Jesus, help brothers, little doesn't matter, you know, so that meaning your time, anytime you go up to Jerusalem temple. Question two, in verses 16 through 18, what does my doctrine mean and what should we learn? My doctrine meaning Jesus' teaching coming from God. Jesus, my meaning Jesus. Jesus' teaching coming from God. What should we learn? That is, in order to discern somebody's teaching, the number one standard, whether or not their teaching coming from God or consistent with the Bible or contrary to the Bible. Number two, the teacher is really seeking for God's glory or our own glory. That is two standard, right? The last question in verse 21, Jesus answered and said to them, I did one work and you all marvel. What is the one work? The one work in the Feast of Pentecost, about 4 months ago, Jesus healed the lame who suffered 38 years on the Sabbath day in Jerusalem. That's constituting the violation of Sabbath law, that work, that miraculous work. Okay, let's just sing song all together, the next song.